The pandemic has shown us the fiscal choices that need to be made. It has been such a difficult year for so many, and a lot of small businesses are afraid that losing their Christmas trade could force them to close their doors permanently. We have seen communities come together over the past 9 months, but we have seen the horrific rise in instances of domestic abuse. Why am I talking about COVID, domestic violence and resources during a debate about the private member's motion on greyhounds? Because the greyhound industry receives huge sums of Exchequer funding. The amount in 2021 is said to be 19.2 million. People have said to me that greyhounds are getting more money than women's services. That's why I'm talking about it. The greyhound racing industry is so problematic. The serious issues and maltreatment of those dogs has been widely documented. Live hair coursing should also be banned. I know that there are some greyhound breeders and owners who adore their dogs and treat them well. But unfortunately, there are many who see them as money-making machines and weaker pups and litters as collateral damage. What about the older retired greyhounds, Minister? When they are no longer of any use, what happens to them? Greyhound racing encourages gambling as well, which has its own detrimental effects in society. Why is this industry supported by taxpayers' money? Ideally, I would like to see this type of racing done away with as a sport, but if it must still happen, it should certainly not be supplemented by the public purse. Nor should it be taking scarce resources away from areas such as domestic violence, housing, health provision, etc. I would like to commend Deputy Holly Cairns for bringing forward this motion and the issue back to the floor of the Dáil. And I'm more than happy to support the motion and believe it is important for us to defund the greyhound industry.